Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
That you control. That means that you can call 603-283-6160 to bring up whatever's on your mind. In the last segment, we were talking about Jeffrey Epstein and his client list and whether or not that should be something that the American people get to be privy to that information or what. What do you think about that? Call 603-283-6160. Or any subject, it doesn't have to be what we're talking about, you can change the subject, because it's Free Talk Live. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by LibertyMinded.com. Official Free Talk Live gear, like t-shirts and hoodies, are available at LibertyMinded.com. Plus, you'll find a unique collection of cool and funny liberty-oriented clothing at LibertyMinded.com. That's LibertyMinded.com. And I checked them out, I bought some, and they're very nice quality and everything. I love being able to wear a Free Talk Live jacket. I basically wear my jacket every single day, and I wear the LRN shirt sometimes and the Free Talk Live t-shirt sometimes. I am really happy with mine. Not in the studio necessarily, but on the show with you tonight, you've got me, Bonnie.
Jay.
And Mark.
In Honduras. Jay.
Right. I am in Honduras.
You had something you wanted to tell us, an update on the whole situation that happened at the Sununu Detention Center in New Hampshire, which is where a bunch of kids were raped, right?
So right at the union leader, New Hampshire union leader, front page, it says, first YDC civil trial. YDC is Youth Detention Center.
Mm-hmm.
This is called the Sununu House.
Why isn't the union leader calling it the Sununu Detention Center anymore?
Yeah, I don't know.
So that's literally what it's called.
Right. So the headline is, it was a horrendous nightmare. Former detention worker testifies to culture of violence and abuse at the youth detention center. And this is the union news saying the culture. And that's what this is. If you are of the predator culture, you go look for places where you can be a predator. And I'm going to read a little bit. This was the first of many trials in which former YDC residents will seek monetary damages over allegations involving 150 staffers from 1960 to 2018. The lawyers represent more than 1,200 clients. Former staffer Karen Lamone was to take the stand. She worked for YDC from 1989-91. It was my experience. It was horrendous nightmare, she said. She noticed boys bashed against door frames, dragged downstairs, locked in rooms, only in their underwear. Other employees called her a rat when she spoke out to supervisors about what she saw, including boys being completely terrified, paralyzed with fear when she would check on them. They would completely push back into the corner, standing up, either crying or staring at me, she testified. Some of the boys shared their experiences of rape in a room called the cage that was used for punishment, Lamone said. Workers are far too rough and far too impatient and viewed the abuse as entertainment, she said. Many reported her concerns to lower-level supervisors and then started going to the boss. To the boss's boss, including Superintendent Adams. and there's another thing, too. They talk about how, she was called a rat. for, you know, starting to, you know,
question,
talk to supervisors.
Like child abuse?
Well, not questions, just reporting on
it. Yeah, reporting.
Everybody's
it.
A mandated reporter that works for the state of any kind of abuse. So, and that's another thing, too, is like when cops see abuse, when government agents, state employees see abuse and they don't report it, like, that's a crime. Because as a state employee, you agree to these, you know, specific, you know, conditions of the job.
Mm-hmm.
And it is one of that you're a reporter, but they conveniently, you know, report it. So there was a whole no rats thing. She also testified about, this is a different woman testifies. Elijah Brott testified that complaints were, staffers wearing stickers and putting up posters that read no rats. The supervisors were wearing them, Ed O'Brott said.
This is one of those things that are so over-the-top bad and evil, like, something seems off about this. Like, I've heard people say, like, somebody said to me in a chat recently, they're like, I had to tour the Sununu Detention Center 10 years ago for a college class I had. They were bragging about how you can pay to rape the children. I was like, what are you talking about? Like, they're just openly saying stuff like that? Like, I didn't really get an answer.
Yeah, they do. It's just like guys like Hunt and Bart, the culture of the pedophile parasite class, like you got guys like Hunter Biden who are just making videos and publishing them, you know, of doing this stuff because he grew up in a situation where no matter what
he
did,
he
won't get in trouble.
Right.
So this is what the culture of the state employee that is protected by qualified immunity over and over and over again. And also, who wants to work in a youth detention center? I mean, most likely a predator.
I was going to say, it would be so depressing, so sad if you want anything good for children, if you're trying to help them. I feel like you wouldn't last that long,
well,
if you're actually a good
person. This
woman
didn't last that long. That's why she only worked there for 3 years. Just like Ashley Rosati, who was another whistleblower for DCYF, she only worked there a couple of years because she couldn't tolerate it. She couldn't put up with it.
And that's even suspicious in itself, like a couple of years. If people were openly torturing kids and I was like, you guys are getting off on the torture of these kids, I wouldn't be there for 2 years. That seems like ridiculous.
Right, it does, but it might take a while before, you know, when you're new that you actually see what's going on. And like the case with Ashley Rosati, she wasn't working in the youth detention center. She was like a field, whatever, social worker. So
yeah.
She was just going around doing her things. And she ended up getting fired for being a whistleblower, and she sued the state of New Hampshire and got paid a settlement and got her all of her retirement. They tried taking from her and all that stuff. But, yeah, it's very ripe for predators.
Yep.
And like the headline says, the culture of these employees. I mean, they are out of control.
1,200 people have accused employees of the Sununu Rape Center of abuse over the course of years. That's not the kind of thing that one sweeps under the rug. Like, this isn't one disgruntled person. 1,200 people say that that's so.
And that is disgusting.
And a little back, so they didn't mention this in this article, but Footloose, He has a YouTube video of a guy that, like, you better have a strong stomach and maybe not be driving down the road listening to this, you know, video, because you're gonna start tearing up, you know, listening to what this guy has to say, the abuse he went through. I don't even know if I think it's called Absolute Defiance is his YouTube channel, but basically what happened is they were like, okay. So, what was it, 2 years ago, the legislature put $100 million in a bank account to settle all of these claims.
Whoa.
With these 1,200 people. And I guess they were like, no, because now they're having, like, this is the first, civil suit against the state going on here. And this was in Rockingham County Superior Court, Rockingham, New Hampshire. So anyways, what had happened is they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to give you, and I'm not going to have these numbers real right off the top of my head, but they're like, oh, you got raped once, that's $50,000 or $150,000. I can't remember the number. Oh, you got raped twice, well, we're going to give you $2,000 for each additional time you claimed you were raped.
Whoa.
Oh, you don't know how many times you were raped? You lost count of how many times you were raped? You know, you need to, like, you know, claim whatever. But basically, they're like, yeah, and we're going to cap it at X amount of dollars. I don't know what the cap was. But this is how it was explained to me. Actually, the last time I was at the State House, there was a guy talking to me about this when I was at the the legislative building, whatever it's called there. But yeah, there is a major problem, and this, you know, Health and Human Services in general, everything that's under Health and Human Services, as far as I'm concerned, needs to be axed. The only reason we have drug encampments in this country is because Health and Human Services has given these guys food, EBT cards, dollars, you know.
Yeah,
you know, it seems like a very anti-social organization, doesn't it? Like, it's against whatever is civilizing in our culture. It supports really bad behavior and then takes people, you know, and then, like, I guess I would ask, if you're a law enforcement officer, if you know a law enforcement officer, if you've worked with law enforcement officers, do you think that it is likely that they would protect each other in this circumstance? If that was, if they were working at a boys' prison, and some of them were, well, sexually abusing or just abusing boys, that's the accusation here, young men, do you think that they would, you know, call somebody who snitched on this behavior a rat? Because in my experience, that's exactly what they would do. Would they, you know, claim that they didn't see anything? They don't know what they're talking about. If you know, somebody comes and asks them questions, because in my experience, that's exactly what they would do.
Now, what if your pension would totally collapse, and there would be no pension fund for you, all your workers? The judicial pension fund would totally collapse if all of this stuff was shut down. If there was no Social Security Administration Title IV money coming into the state of New Hampshire, that, and all that money that comes into the state of New Hampshire is based on the performance of DCYF and Family Court to take children, to do assessments, to, you know, collect child support, all these things. And basically these pension funds, from what I understand, will go kaput if this whole thing is totally wholesale rejected by the people's representatives. And I don't know how we get to that point, because that's what needs to happen. But, yeah, these guys want to protect their pensions. These judges want to protect their pensions. They want to protect their positions of power and influence. And just like history shows, they're not worried about killing a few hundred, a few thousand, a few million people to keep it that way, you know, and to keep their power.
Yeah, it's ridiculous that there is literally incentives in place for cops who, even if they aren't raping children, to look the other way if other cops are raping children, and people just find it a totally fine system. We should keep, well, it's better than having no law and order in the country, blah, blah, blah. We need to keep paying these people. It's ridiculous. Even if you're not a rapist as a cop, you're probably keeping these other people able to rape children just so you can have your pension fund, and that's ridiculous. Not just ridiculous, that's disgusting. And it makes sense because of what Mark had said earlier. He said,
I don't know whether the pension fund part of it, I mean, you know, I, having had my experience with the youthful offender end of the Florida judicial system, I mean, these people will protect each other. It's just sort of a team mentality.
Yeah.
Is you put people on teams, and they're going to act like they're on teams.
Mm-hmm.
And you give one group of people power over another group, and you say that, you know, the group that is powerless is bad, and the group that is powerful is good. Expect people to expect there to be abuse. Right now, if you ask Americans, hey, should inmates have, you know, this luxury or that luxury or whatever the situation is, things that say they have in Europe, they'll be like, heck no, make them suffer. You know,
yeah.
they want them to sit in a, you know, on a dirt floor or whatever. And it's not that I think that you, the taxpayer, owe an inmate anything, because I don't. Here's what I think. I think if you support a system that takes bad people, puts them in a bad place with bad people, and treats them badly for a really long period of time. It doesn't provide them with justice at any corner. That it doesn't provide them with, incentives for good behavior at any point. And then you let that person out, that you have released on society a terrible plague, and that you deserve whatever you get. That's what I think.
Yeah, it's so stupid.
The United States judicial system is absolutely screwed, and that it's the fault of citizens for saying that, well, you know, if they would have just broke the law. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, 15%, best I can tell, 15% of American males are convicted felons. These are now your friends, your children, your brothers. You can't just sweep this crap under the rug. The police industrial complex has run amok.
So, in this article, I want to mention some names. So it says here, the men accused of abusing Meehan, and Meehan's a guy who's bringing this tort claim, essentially, or brought this civil claim against the state, include Jeffrey Buskey, Stephen Murphy, James Woodlock, Richard Brown, and Thomas Searles, and Frank Davis. Now, I don't know if any of those guys ring a bell with anybody, but on March 25th, there was a hearing I attended. You could watch this hearing on YouTube. So the YouTube channel is NH House of Representatives. And then the YouTube description here is House Special Committee on the Division for Children, Youth, and Families, parentheses DCYF, 3/25/2024. At 2 hours and 14 minutes, the committee starts hearing testimony from the public, from the people. It starts with Leah Cushman. And there was a woman named Shelby who gets up in this committee and starts talking. And Shelby broke down crying. She couldn't keep going. But one of the things that Shelby said was that she had a partner who turned out to be a boyfriend of hers. And that partner, that boyfriend of hers, that she was, sounds like he was living with her, was drugging her and raping her. And he was a correctional officer for the state of New Hampshire, and he worked for the youth detention center. I gotta get the guy's name. I don't know if he's one of these guys I just named off here out of this newspaper article, but you know, this newspaper article is gonna be entered into the next committee to investigate. I'm gonna enter it in as evidence, as an exhibit. and so anyways, what this woman had said outside the hearings, I went out there to listen to her, and I wanted to talk to her a little bit, was that this guy claimed PTSD and brought a claim, a workman's comp claim against the state, because people started accusing him of the abuse and the rape. You know, this particular guy, I don't even know his name.
The one that was with Shelby.
One that was with Shelby, yeah. Okay. And if I go through and listen to it, or somebody listens to it, she might even say what his name is, but I am going to figure out what his name is. Because, and she's going to come back and testify again. She's getting herself getting a little practice put back together. But this is, you know, recalling, like, trauma of and this dude was, like, raping her kids, I guess, from what I understand, or kids in the house. I'm not exactly sure. And possibly her. It's a little tough to follow. But he got a multi-million dollar payout through a PTSD claim.
Oh, my goodness.
From the state of New Hampshire.
Just because people were accusing him of doing something he may or may not have been doing?
Right. And she is testifying.
Only a state employee, right?
Right.
So, only a state employee could get a PTSD claim for having abused
So the same thing happened with the Ware Police Department. Ware, New Hampshire Police, there's a guy, I believe his name is Kelly, Sergeant Kelly. Dave Ridley is actually pretty versed on this story, but one of my friends, he owns a business in Ware, is really upset about this Kelly situation because he actually has heard the story about Sergeant Kelly from people who are pro-Sergeant Kelly, people who are anti-Sergeant Kelly, all in town. What happened is that Sergeant Kelly set up a drug deal with some guy in a parking lot. the guy showed up to sell Sergeant Kelly like $50 worth of the wrong species of salad, cannabis, marijuana, whatever. And in this is the parking lot where Dunkin' Donuts is in Ware, Lancots is called. And the guy basically got a bad feeling or realized it was an undercover cop or something, the guy who was the drug dealer. And he turned around and went the other way and may have ran away, and a cop shot him in the back and killed him.
Hmm.
So the guy's family sued the town of Ware for a massive lawsuit. I don't know, hundreds of thousands of dollars the Ware tax slaves had to, pay out. And then what Kelly did, what this cop did, was he did a PTSD claim. Mm. So now he gets full disability. He got several hundred thousand dollars in some kind of, settlement. And somebody else had told me, and this is something I would love to get feedback on this stuff. You guys can email me, jay@jaynoone.com. That's jay@jaynoone.com. I'd love to get some whistleblowers out of DCYF, some more. There's actually a handful of people have contacted me, but they, really do not want to testify. They're worried about massive. In fact, I've had three people now tell me I should just, I should just be quiet because they're going to find a way to attack me or my family. And
really? You think that people that have been abused and had their children robbed from them might be a little scared of the government?
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. So anyways, what a classic thing to do is if you're a government employee, if you're a cop, if you're a correctional officer, is when you start being accused of bad things or something bad happens, you just say you have PTSD now and you can't work.
That's disgusting.
And when the state settles it with you, part of the settlement of the state and all the stuff is you are immune from prosecution.
Hmm. Because you have ADHD? PTSD?
Because the state paid you out in a settlement, the state is saying you are immune from prosecution.
Whoa, holy crap. Well,
we got to look more into this. This is just hearsay, that immune from what I've heard about people saying this. But it makes perfect sense because it's just these unions, these teacher unions, all these public employee unions are not about serving the public. They're about protecting bad apples within the unions. They're about making the unions strong. They're about protecting their union members, and that's what they're doing, whether they're good or bad.
It just goes back to the they versus us. We're on the same team, blah, blah, blah. I was always just, really turned off by team sports. I was just I don't want to be... There was something viscerally in my gut since I was a child, just turned off by that. I don't like the idea, and I think that it's mind control to get people to behave this way. I'm not going to tell on my people for raping anyone. If you're on the line, please hold on. We will get into the calls in the next segment. It's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you have an experience that with any cops, not necessarily abuse, but any bad experience with cops, I think people should know about it. You should call into Free Talk Live and tell us about it. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA. USA News update. There is flooding in Texas. Northeast of Houston, the Southern Baptists of Texas Disaster Relief Arm said it sent volunteers to help in flood-stricken areas, particularly in Jasper County. Earlier, separate reports confirmed tornadoes had caused damage in both Texas and Louisiana. O.J. Simpson has passed away at the age of 76 after battling cancer. That's according to his family. Known for his involvement in the 1990s murder case of his ex-wife Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend Ron Goldman, Simpson captured media attention during a televised slow-speed chase through Los Angeles before his arrest. Despite being found not guilty of those murders, he was later imprisoned in Nevada for robbery and kidnapping charges. Hispanic backing for the southern border wall is on the rise, with 42% of respondents in an Ipsos Telemundo poll of Hispanic adults expressing support for constructing a wall or fence along the entire U.S.-Mexico border. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
The show tonight, 603-283-6160, and we have a couple people on the lines, but you can still get in on the phones with us here. It's Free Talk Live, and with you on the show tonight, you've got me, Bonnie.
Jay.
And me, Mark Edge, from Honduras.
Let's go directly into the phones. We had Sarah holding in the last segment, so Sarah, what's on your mind?
Yes. I just want to bring up that all this popularity in these organic meat, and I went to the grass all natural beef burger place, and it was really quite good. So,
is that like a restaurant near you in Albuquerque?
Yeah.
Do you know the benefits of grass-fed beef versus Monsanto corn, soybean, grain-fed beef? Do you know the benefits?
Is that what they feed the regular cows? I know that they have hormones in them. You know,
not everything has hormones in it. So, like here's a misconception: chicken. They're like, oh, chicken, hormone-free. Nobody puts hormones in chickens anyways. So that's like this greenwashing thing. What they do put in chickens quite a bit on these factory farms is antibiotics, for sure.
Right.
So sort of a problem I have with, like, organic dairy, for example. So organic dairy won't use any dairy farm, won't use any antibiotics. So if you got a dairy cow that gets mastitis, what they do is mastitis is an infection in the teat. And it's very painful. So what you can do is to take care of it really quick is you put you either put the animal in some stocks or you can give the animal a local anesthesia in their teat, and you put this like syringe catheter thing right up the teat and you squirt an antibiotic up there, some kind of, I don't even know what it's called. I don't know if it's penicillin. And then you can give them an antibiotic such as penicillin, or LA-200 is one that's pretty popular in the cattle industry. You can inject it into their muscle. And then the cow gets over it, and the cow, you know, it's fine. Now, that's what they do with, like, most conventional dairies. But if a cow gets mastitis in an organic dairy, basically this cow suffers to death.
Oh, my goodness.
Because it doesn't, they don't always, sometimes they'll come out of it. They'll get over it on their own if you just leave them alone. And a lot of the way they get mastitis is, like, during, few days, last week we had real warm weather, and then it got real cold, and we got, 18 inches of snow. And on these big corporate dairy farms, it's really hard to deal with, like, that kind of stuff. Most of these things are in northeast Colorado and Kansas and upstate New York and whatnot. But grass-fed beef and grain-fed beef, and not all grains are the same, but the grains that they feed in the commercial government-subsidized beef operations is like corn with lots of Roundup sprayed on it, soybean with lots of Roundup sprayed on it, cotton seed is put in there because cotton seed is a byproduct of cotton harvesting and, cotton processing. All the cotton sprayed with Roundup. So, and that's how you get your government subsidized crop insurance, is using Monsanto growing practices. So that's the kind of grain that they're feeding cows and commercial feedlots. And what's important about it is the grain versus grass-fed cows in the beef and in the meat and in the milk is your grass-fed cow has much higher rate of what is called of the healthy omega fats. I'm not going to get into the 3, 6, or 9. It's like something like 5 to 7 times more of the healthy omega fats are in your grass-fed cows. Now, cows are, they have two stomachs. Each stomach has two chambers. I could be a little wrong about what I just said, but it's something, they have multiple chambers. They eat the grass, and they can digest grass very, very well. They're very efficient. You can actually, boil from, your sawmill and feed it to cows.
And their stomachs are just that good at breaking stuff down.
Yes, and they will break down that cellulose, and they will survive. Now, your beef is probably going to taste like sawdust if you do that. And the reason, the commercial food industry, the commercial beef guys, the Omaha Steakhouse, wants to finish that cow on corn is because they want to make that steak marbled, and to most people it tastes better. But the healthy omega fats that are 5 to 7 times more exist in the grass-fed cow milk or beef is really, really nutritiously good for you, to where the ones that are fed the commercial government-subsidized grains, generally in feedlots, which you'll have like 10 or 20,000 cows, in a finish lot in like Greeley, Colorado. Go check out Five Rivers. There's a huge feedlot up there. They got like 50,000 head of cattle. Anybody in northeast Colorado knows what I'm talking about, because when it rains in the summertime, it just stinks like crazy for miles, because, you got a couple 100,000 head of cattle standing around in cow poop, in this area. And so what happens, those cows, the healthy omega fats are very, very low. Now, your unhealthy omega fats, so I think your omega-3s are the healthy, unhealthy. I think your omega-9s are the healthy. I could have that backwards. And the omega-6 are kind of like neutral. And I could have that backwards. But the unhealthy fats pretty much stay the same whether the cow is grass-fed or grain-fed. But the healthy omega fats are just not there to offset the unhealthy ones in your corporate-fed beef. So, yes, grass-fed beef, and also grass-fed is different than grass-finished. So like a lot, so like the last cows I sent off the butcher, they did the last 6 months on grass diet, no grain, but the grain I feed, I don't feed corn, I actually feed malted barley and some malted rye because that's what I get, and it actually comes from, it's actually a grain that's intended for like high end hipster-type breweries that want to claim that we make our beer with glyphosate-free, herbicide- and pesticide-free ingredients. And then we get that out of that, and it's like, and it's stuff that's expired or damaged or whatever. And that's what we feed our cows. So, yeah, not all grains are the same. There are really bad grains, and there are grains, I believe, that you can feed cows and pigs that aren't so bad, like barley, for example, is a good feed. But, like, there's soybean and canola and corn. It's sprayed all around up. It's just really, really bad.
Well, Sarah, so that's all you had to tell us, that it tasted good? Like, that's what you wanted to call in about today?
I just want us to all participate and, you know, tell the market by purchasing only the organic meat, and that's by buying, when we spend our money, it'll register and keep track of it on the computer that will let them know that this is what we want. And I think that's what it's showing. The market is going that way.
Holy crap. Sarah is advocating for using the market to suggest things to producers instead of using the government to force them? I thought you're communist, Sarah.
The communist is supposed to serve the community. You know, I mean, they're technically supposed to only produce, and means of production is so that you provide the needs of the person, not overproduction. You don't make like 1,000 refrigerators like 10,000 refrigerators when people only need like 1,000 refrigerators. See, it's by supply, what people need. So if people want organic meat and organic dairy, they should provide that.
Well,
So
Sarah, what you're talking about is that communism is supposed to, you know, basically provide what the market, you know, is sort of demanding and take care of the people. That is the communist sales pitch.
Yeah.
And the communist reality is starvation and death and genocide has been the communist reality. You look at every single communist regime. And I will say that probably the only one socialist-type communist regime that might have been what the sales pitch is was Muammar Gaddafi in, what was it, Libya, where he was taking, basically nobody paid for electricity. There's a movie, a documentary called The Great River about Muammar Gaddafi making this, pulling prime water deep out of the earth that they found by accident while drilling for oil. And he would take the oil profits and basically take care of the people. He didn't live in, like, any real luxury house or anything. He was a pretty common dude. There's even videos of him out there with his grandchildren operating, like, a D-10 bulldozer. He was really into construction and things like that. And, of course, you know, the United States had to, you know, take him out and destroy a lot of his Great River infrastructure. Because that was turning... Libya was sort of becoming the breadbasket of the Middle East or Northern Africa, that sort of neighborhood, Africa, I guess it is. And, you know, was making, and that whole idea that he was doing could be done anywhere in Africa and bring a lot more food independence to Africa. And they didn't want to do that. But getting back to market demands, if you look at, I've always said, if you go to like buy organic food at, you know, a farmer's market or at, say, a co-op. Like, we have this Monadnock co-op here in Keene.
Right, we got a co-op here.
Yeah, so that when you buy that organic, porterhouse steak, you know, it's probably, what, $32 a pound for a porterhouse steak at the co-op? I know right here locally, the one in Keene, I was in there a week ago, and it was $31.99 a pound for porterhouse organic grass-fed steak. Are you noticing that the organic prices for, like, beef are way more expensive than, like, the stuff you're buying at Walmart?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, well, that's the real...
And then you know, about Libya was hammered by the U.S. government, and, yep. And then didn't they say the U.S. assassinated him? Well, this is what they do to all the communist socialist countries that the U.S. does sanctions. They start wars with them, and they're doing sanctions against Russia right now. Sanctions against Venezuela, Cuba, every socialist country, and then they say, well, they're starving. Communism has failed.
We already explained this to you. There was never any of that against Argentina, and they failed. They're experiencing nearly hyperinflation now. They never had any. Wow, I could not think of that word, and I just heard her say it. Didn't have any sanctions. They just failed because communism always fails, whether or not the United States is involved or not.
And actually, sanctions against Russia, American sanctions against Russia, have made the United States very weak and have made Russia very strong.
Yeah, it hurts the United States too.
So in 2007, there was sanctions against Russia that the United States would not export any dairy product to Russia in 2007. So in 2007, this was roughly about 2007, and I'm very close to agriculture. I've been working in animal agriculture my entire life. And in 2007, these big corporate dairies in Northeast Colorado, I'm very familiar with that area. I've spent a lot of time there. That are milking like, 3,000 to 8,000 cows or 3,000 to 7,000 cows. They were getting like $23, $24 a hundredweight for their milk. And then as soon as this embargo went in against Russia or sanctions to where the Russians couldn't get American dairy product, which is insane because all you're doing is just making it harder for people to get food and nutrients. You know, you're not hurting any politicians when you do these sanctions. You're just hurting people. The price of milk fell to like $7 a hundredweight, and it basically cost the American farmer, like, 15 years ago or whatever it was, like $16 a hundredweight to produce the milk before they make a profit, and they have to make a profit. So tons of dairies went out of business. Well, what happened is a bunch of these cows... Dairy cows went north of the border, so a whole bunch of dairy cows from all over New Hampshire, Maine, Vermont, New York, and all out in the west there. They shipped them up to livestock auctions in Canada, and then the Russians bought a ton of these dairy cows dirt cheap because they were dumping them. There was the price of McDonald's was getting tons of beef really cheap because the slaughterhouses were at capacity. They couldn't even handle all the cows that they were getting to slaughter. And basically, you have to milk these cows right up to the day you send them to slaughter, or they won't make it to slaughter because they'll just be all bagged up and they'll get mastitis and they won't even get on a trailer.
Hmm.
And then they'll be in all kinds of pain and stuff. And
that's really sad.
Yeah. Well, it's a big problem. So... And then what happens is, so a lot of them were shipped to Canada. They were shipped to facilities where they could be milked. A lot of these auction barns, they will milk them at the auction barn. And then they got, trucked to these, ocean ships that hauled them across the sea. And they were milked on these ships. And then Russia bought them for nothing. Russia started producing their own milk and their own, and they're able to feed themselves now with milk. And they turned around. And most of the cows they got out of the United States. So, and then it made Russia really independent.
Canada is a socialist country almost. They have a large communist party there, and they have socialized medicine. But are you surprised that Russia, they have relations with Russia, and then they sold all their cows to the Russians? Are you surprised? Because they were going to vacations in Cuba out of Russia,
Right.
Out of Canada.
There should be no embargoes, and there should be no foreign aid, and there should be no welfare domestically from the government. Those three things would solve a lot of the world's problems. Who was it? Thomas Jefferson said that we should trade with all nations and get in, be in entanglements with no nations. So embargoes are anti-trade. Sanctions are entanglements. And domestic welfare is creating this, you know, the whole underclass of absolutely useless, you know, people. And, well, I mean, it's, you know, quite simply, the Western world, the Western countries, so the United States, Canada, you know, at least the United States and Canada, let's just say that they're basically in the same position that, like, Poland, Germany, and Russia and Italy were, you know, coming up to World War II. So there's a lot of these, like, socialist communist countries that... at World War II, which I think was the end of an economic cycle, was what World War II was a result of. They had all these poor people in ghettos who were essentially useless eaters that really couldn't do anything, didn't have nothing to do, and they were, you know, killed off because they needed to get rid of them because there just wasn't enough food around to feed them because the means of production had all stopped in all these communist places. And the United States and Canada have been pretty much communist for a long time now, especially, you know, we haven't had actual capitalism since the Federal Reserve has been printing money out of thin air and just giving it to its friends.
It's just kind of silly to act like, oh, well, communism would work if not for the United States. Like, it should be able to work without one country participating in it, right? Like, seems ridiculous to think that, oh... It would work so well if it weren't for the United States. Thank you for the call, Sarah.
And that was pretty
good. Yeah, well, this is the old trope, right?
Yeah.
Like, communism would just work if the United States would stop doing X. And, you know, I mean, if communism in Venezuela or Cuba or, you know, the Soviet Union or wherever was going to work, when why doesn't it work there? The fact is communism is just about taking other people's wealth and distributing it while taking a big old fat slice for yourself. And once other people's wealth is gone, communism doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Then what the communists call state capitalism has to take over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever communism is, it isn't going to exist here on planet Earth.
Well... I just think it's funny whenever Sarah talks about enjoying anything, I'm just like, what do you mean a product of, you know, somebody who put labor out there and delivered you this grass-fed organic beef thing? Like, you wouldn't get that in true lockdown communism, Sarah.
Communism, you don't get food.
But we also have David on the line. David, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind? Horses?
Yo, Eminem, how you doing?
You're Eminem, what?
No, you're Eminem, Minnie Mouse.
Oh.
Double T, Tiny Tyrant.
Tiny Tyrant, that's my name.
99 pounds of terror.
99 pounds of terror?
Without 99 pounds,
terror,
I bet.
Terror.
I weighed myself more recently. I weighed myself like 6 months ago and I was 99 pounds and I was like, I don't want to weigh myself again because if I'm like 101 pounds now, I'm going to be sad. No, I am 99.0 pounds.
All right. Yeah, 101 pounds, man. What a pig. That would be a pig.
I know.
Pig.
Disgusting.
Fat ass little. Anyway, so before I make my comments, you know, my phone died. I had to replace it with a new phone and all my contacts didn't load immediately. So I had to go on the internet and find the number for Free Talk Live. I got the wrong one. I called up. I was on the phone with them for a half hour before I figured out I wasn't on Free Talk Live. I was talking to these chicks. Turns out I had dialed the number for Free Live Talk with Girls.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they were way better, man. Way better. You should check them out.
And much more expensive.
Huh? Yeah, we're free.
And much more expensive.
Yeah. It's true, true. That's when I hung up. When we got to they wanted my credit card number. That's when oh, man, this isn't Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I know somebody out there is still calling 900 numbers.
What exactly are those?
Like, what's his name? Mark Edge?
I don't have any idea. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, there's got to be a good
They got 900 numbers where you can spend your Bitcoin, and Mark Edge and all his Bitcoin buddies are talking to all these hot ladies that are actually 300 pounds. And
So I had a hey customer. She's still alive. I don't sell her hay anymore. She still has horses. And that was her career for a long time.
Well, you go to her place and you go, hey, and she gives you money?
No, she was a like a phone sex whatever operator thing.
All right.
And she was a big old woman. She has
a nice voice.
Very nice voice. And she would play it up, and she enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. And I talked to her like 2 years ago. She's in her early 70s, and she still does this. But now what it is basically she gets a notification on her phone and some app, and the guy, like, puts in his credit card or buys, like, minutes. So it's not like a 900 number you call. It's actually a 1-800 number that they dial if they're dialing. And what it is a lot of, like, it's like there's nobody under 50 basically using this, is what she said last time, a couple of years ago when I talked to her. It's a lot of people that are, you know, in their 50s, 60s, and 70s that are, you know, making a phone call, and then they put in credit card information. So, but that was like her career, and she would just, you know, and you know, 25, 30 years ago, the phone would ring, and she'd pick it up and just start with her routine whenever her time was. And now it's an app.
And there, every other woman you know has an OnlyFans. You can literally see anything you want for like 99 cents a month or whatever.
You pay those girls? Oh yeah, the OnlyFans ones. I guess you got to pay. Mm-hmm. The rest of them are free.
I mean,
speaking of horse, so we can't talk about horse, but we can talk about cows for 20 minutes. What's up with that, Penny Pirates?
I knew you were gonna say that. That's a new topic. It's not like she calls about cows every other day.
Well, you know, 20 minutes on cows, man. And you said that, oh, and by the way, Jay, let me educate Jay. The proper thing to do with a cow organic farm, a dairy cow on an organic or a beef cow, whatever, that gets mastitis, is not to let her suffer, but to treat her with the antibiotic to cure her. And then if that ruins her for organic work, then you sell her to a non-organic producer.
That would be an opportunity, but the problem is it's just not how it works at certain dairies I've been at. Hey, if you want to support me, go to jnoon.com and throw me some crypto. It's down there.
Definitely do that, and visit freetalklive.com after that. I'm glad to know that David was joking about not knowing the number. It should be on freetalklive.com, where you can find more. Thanks for listening to us, everyone, and good night. Peace.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.